I've been so excited to do this again. Oh, I've been thinking about it all day. Even when I had a friend come over. Yeah. Not the first time I'm naked in my bed today, which is a great win, in my opinion. Oh. And I'm just here to ramble and let some stress out. And I found inspiration from the strangest of places. Well, it's pretty normal, but considering this is a recorded solo sex session, being inspired by a song, not necessarily where you think you're going to get your inspiration. It's part and parcel. It was a Royal Blood song I listened to called Trouble's Coming. And if you have been around me on the internet over the past, I'd say, year or so, definitely a year by the time this comes out, that Trouble is quite a fun little nickname I have picked up along the way. Don't know why. I am a sweet angel. I am innocent. I don't know what this menagerie is that people keep saying I do. But I have earned the nickname Trouble. And I was listening to this song on a walk, and there was a lyric in the chorus. It says, "I hear trouble coming over and over again." And I'm sure when the two guys of Royal Blood wrote that song, I'm sure they were definitely thinking that a bisexual woman would be recording a wank inspired by said song. I'm hopefully going to edit this bit out. Hopefully going to edit this bit out, but I'm not sure yet. Anyway, it gave me an idea to listen to that song while I got myself situated. I then listened to John York's wonderful Outlander audio, The Forbidden Red Coat, because if you didn't know me, I am a huge Outlander fan and a huge John York fan. But, you know, worlds colliding, kind of like Outlander. This is just a yap, a ramble yap. People say ramble fap, this is a ramble yap. I'll cut the podcasting bits out and just turn it into the ramble yap, little mini podcast of outtakes. My God, it's actually a really good idea. Back to the ramble before my ADHD brain runs away. I have been edging myself for about an hour, I'd say. So I'm rather feral and rather sensitive. So I'm gonna see just how much I can handle. Because you'll hear trouble coming over and over again. It's a horrendous pun. I'm so sorry. I'll get to the sexy stuff in a minute. been a very busy week. Very busy few months. My head has been rather loud. So it's nice to just take a breath and just run my hands along my body. Trying to time what I say to avoid traffic. Teasing myself. Running my hands and my nails across my tits. Grabbing them. Oh, fuck, that's new. Grabbing as much as I can and digging my nails into the skin. Leaving red marks on my perfectly soft tits. And just running my hand across the skin and soothing. It's definitely a form of self-care. Definitely can't forget the other one either. A pinch. Oh, and then the soothe. Oh, I can feel how wet my thighs are. That's how wet I am right now. After an hour of just teasing and edging, getting myself so fucking close, and then stopping. It hurts, oh, but at the same time, it feels so fucking good. I can't do it too much though. Not on my own, at the very least. Because I will end up in subspace. And I will not let myself come until someone dominant tells me that I'm allowed to come. So that kind of play, I think I'm going to save for when I have a friend. Oh, this is getting in touch with my body again. Running my fingers through. I'm that wet, my finger just slipped in. Oh, not yet. I'm just gonna take a deep breath and we're gonna let go of the stress, because the whole point of this charade, this sparkly peach adventure, is self-care and self-exploration. And we're gonna bring down the walls. Oh. We're gonna see what falls out of our filthy fucking head. No shame. Just letting everything out. It's been such a long fucking month, week, life. It's way too short to be buttoning this shit up. I'm just one of these people that likes the attention. And stick her in front of a microphone and she won't fucking shut up. But you lot seem to enjoy it. Then. My pussy is really fucking soft. I wonder how many of you wish. wish that you could see behind the mic. This feels like a really good way of unwinding. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, I'm not coming yet. No. Oh, no. Not yet. So sensitive. When I started this, when I started getting back into recording, I didn't realize just how much I needed it. Not the validation, though that's nice. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Tell you who just popped into my head. But I'm worried they might hear this. But picturing them watching me. Oh. And being able to explore that safely on my own. That's what I've missed. And yes, I'm consciously edging myself. Oh, it feels too good. I don't know if you ever get into that nice, tingly, floaty subspace where I'm aware of my surroundings. But my body is both very switched off and very switched on at the same time. I wonder how many people are surprised by me being predominantly a sub. Although I did do the test today and I was only 97% brat, which is concerning, because last time I took that test, I was an 100% brat, and 100, a 100. Neither sound right. Anyway, I've lost 3% somehow, and I'm not quite sure where it went, so I might need to go and find that at some point. I did give a gift to an online friend So I'm wondering that if that's where it went. Anyway, I might start using these as a vessel to gain that 3% back and explore some other things. There were some surprising results, which I am very excited to share with you all. But not right now. Ooh, maybe that's the 3%. Withholding my fantasies from you. At least for now. Now let me grab some lube. While I do this, deep breath in. I'm trembling. Oh, I'm barely touching anything. Sting my finger. Oh, my very fucking needy clit. Whining is a new thing. Especially when I deny myself. Fuck, I want more. Yeah, I want more. I fucking want more. Oh, God. Caught my own breath. Shit. Fucking care. Oh God, I'm fucking soaked. Jesus. I have no idea if that is a head. Oh, that's fun for editing me. This is very meta, this ramble yap. Oh, fuck. I think it's time for reinforcements for the next sprint of pleasure. Is it a sprint? I don't know. Can you tell I've worked in digital marketing? This I'm probably going to cut out. Anyway, reinforcements. Where is it? Whoopsie. I wiggled down the bed. Too much trouble for a double bed. A trouble double bed. A trouble bed. Oh my God. Why have I never thought of that? A trouble bed. Because it is where most of the trouble happens. Let's be fucking honest. Anyway, Steph, come on. What is wrong with you? Stay on track. You're having a very posh wank. Stay on track. Anyway, more lube. Deep breath in. Low. Be too small for this shit. Fuck. I fucking lost it. I think I'm too slippery. So fucking feral. I know I'm feral because in order to edge myself, I ended up on the Balesa site through a very private knob. Anyway. Oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway. Oh my god, I'm stuck in an anyway trap. I was about to say it again. Oh, Christ. Deep breaths. I wonder what's going to fall out of my mouth. Although I would much rather, right now, it be full of someone. There's a couple of someones. Yeah, there's a couple of someones. A guy and a girl. And I know who they are. But that stays with me. The thought of being shared that way, having a male presenting dom and a female presenting dom, try and fuck the brat out of me. Oh, that sounds like fun. I'm not entirely sure it would work. I do have a nickname to keep hold of. I'd love to join those couple of someones into a very large group of someones. Just taking and giving pleasure to each other. Are you kidding me? Fuck. Oh. Deep breath in. Oh, and out. Oh, God. Fuck me. Fuck. That's so good. So fucking good. So good. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, fuck that. Oh. Hear how fucking fast that is. Do I look fucking scared? Oh, deep breath in. And out. Oh, fuck, yes, yes. Fucking cry. I wanna make myself fucking cry. I can't stop thinking about those someones. I'm a lover girl at heart. As much as I try to claim to be a man hater or trouble, I am a lover girl deep down. But that's a conversation for a different pair of ears. Right now, I have bed sheets to soak, and I'm gonna get myself there by hook or by crook. Oh, because my fucking pussy is needy. I think I'm ovulating, which has always been a fun little kink of mine. Oh, which I'll share with you one day. Let me give you a hint. It's not my famous peach and cherry pie. Just thinking about that makes me excited. Is it bad? I get turned on by my own ideas. I don't care. I just want to fucking come unabashedly as much as I can, over and over again. But first, loop. Deep breath in. And God. Fuck, that feels so good. Running my hands up and down my fucking soaked pussy. Oh, fuck. I must be ovulating. Anyway. I believe I was in the middle of something. Deep breath in. And hold it while I tease my clit. Oh God. Oh God. Oh. 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 God. Fucking close. Oh, I'm not gonna stop. About it. My God, I want to be fucking used. Oh, God, yes. 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 Oh, my God, I can't fucking stop. Good. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh. 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 Fuck. Oh my god. I can't see straight. I can't see straight. Oh. I don't think I've been this dizzy since I last got drunk. Which was, like, properly drunk. No idea. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. If you need to take a minute to, it's always best to do so. Again, there's no shame. You are someone who had a very good time. And you're in a space where you're allowed to be naked and be sexy and be fun. And I'm mainly saying this for my own benefit because I'm in therapy. And one thing about therapy is it forces you to confront things and say them out loud because you're a real, like, you're a very literal person. Anyway, ramble yap. Have I started a thing? Or is this really obnoxious?